District 423 on the move on AM 1260 KDUZ. With me today, Hutchinson High School Principal Patrick Walsh. Pat, always a pleasure to see you.
You too, Mark.
And we're going to talk about what a ninth grader needs to know. Now, I'm assuming what an eighth grader needs to know going into ninth grade.
Correct.
Is kind of what we're talking about here, right?
Right. It's using that as a backdrop for the conversation. These are the things that are probably going to be unique to the high school experience from what they've experienced in the middle school.
Okay, so I have a daughter who's going into the ninth grade next year, and registration and all that has kind of taken place now, but we're going to start it off with a couple of things. BYOD being the first one, what does that mean?
BYOD is an acronym for Bring Your Own Device. And we've been working with this for 3 or 4 years. You maybe hear of schools that are one-to-one. They buy a computer for every kid. We feel like it's important for us to partner with the kids so they own their own device. And it's something they can use, you know, before and after school, weekends, and also in the summer. So we feel it's something that's, you know, 30 years ago, getting a graphing calculator in a math class was kind of that initiative, and everybody knows that that's one of the expectations. We feel that in a 21st century education, having a device that's accessed to this incredible resource called the Internet is a 100% something that a kid needs in today's world.
So how do you, if a child can't afford one, let's say, is there ways to get one, or does the school provide this through some sort of an avenue, or?
Well, that's the thing that we are really focused on for next year. How do we ensure that every kid does have a device, and you're exactly on the right path, is that, you know, we have to look at how we do that, whether it's scholarshiping or finding some foundations and endowments or whatever to do that, school support naturally. But one of the things, too, is we've been migrating towards taking away computer labs and getting rid of standalone computers. And as we do that, we're going to have more money to support some of these other initiatives. So that's that whole general side, and we went relatively slow. But I think for next year's ninth grade class, that's going to be an expectation, and somehow we're at least advocating that that would be one of those things that we would do.
And you mentioned a graphics calculator, which I suspect most laptops or maybe smartphones at this point, you can get an app for it, right?
You can actually. The Chromebooks that we've been purchasing and we're using in the high school now have a graphing calculator app on it. The problem with the graphing calculator app is that you can also use it on the ACT, but not a computer. You can use a TI-84. You can use a programmable calculator, but you can't use it there. So the problem with using that, like when you get up to pre-calculus, is that you can bring this device into the ACT and you can't bring a computer. So you also probably need the graphing calculator. And we've said, you know, if you could trade those two off, you would probably have this natural way to fund that whole thing. And we aren't to that point yet.
Maybe in the near future, huh?
Correct.
Yeah. Tiger Path. Now, what's this all about?
Tiger Path Academies is something that, again, we've been working on for 3 to 4 years. It's just acquired this name. The Tiger Path insinuates that every kid that comes into the high school, we want to get them on a pathway right away. Typically, kids have come in and they've really worked hard to get all their requirements in, and then their junior and senior year, they take a lot of electives. We're trying to flip that around. You know, the most interesting classes to kids a lot of times are those electives, and we're withholding them from kids when they really need them. If we can get kids on a pathway right away from ninth grade, so for instance, taking first aid as a ninth grader instead of a 12th grader, now you can translate those into higher science opportunities. Or if you take welding as a freshman, you know, you're going to get in deeper into maybe the architecture, the engineering applications, metalwork, and things like that. But the logjam there is that if you wait till your junior and senior year, you know, and there's only one course that's there, you may or may not be able to get it because it fits your schedule or it doesn't. So half the kids that are in these key prime electives are kids who don't necessarily want to be in there, and half the kids that wanted to be in there don't get in there because of the schedule. So part of it is creating these pathways from the beginning. It's like it's so important for us to get kids started on that pathway right from the beginning.
Yeah, a clear, smooth path as opposed to a traffic jam.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you want to do it as early
then
as possible.
Another problem that we have is that when we have all of our education is going to be core. So you're going to take math, science, social studies, and English. you might take world language and maybe a music class, choir or something as a freshman. You don't have any room for anything else. We have to really look at that, because we're not saying that you're going to withhold, you know, a manufacturing or a welding or a woodworking class from the kids. If you look at enrollment in freshman year, they don't have a lot of room for electives. So the type of education that you deliver is kind of a lot of classroom stuff. And so when kids don't make it, they don't make it because that's probably the hardest thing for people to get through, is to manage that classroom thing. Then they end up having to take more of these classes over again their junior and senior year, and they never really get time for these electives. So we feel we can promote a stronger educational environment by coupling our electives with our core classes for everybody, because we believe that's part of a manufacturing and mathematics have equal value.
And they can go hand in hand, right?
They do, absolutely. And that's a part of the Tiger Path concept, is that ultimately this is this goes across the curriculum. You know, when you're working on robotics, it isn't like you're not working on science principles or physics principles. So again, instead of withholding those for kids who don't want to take anything else, we feel everybody needs to be coupled into these areas.
This is District 423 on the Move on AM 1260 KDUZ. My guest today, Hutchinson High School Principal Patrick Walsh. We'll take a break and we'll be back after this.